Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. We like to bring you some content that can help you think through some issues in your organization to have your leadership soar. And one of the things that I know I've had people say to me before that we've shared something and they're like, oh, I've never thought about that before. And one of the things that you probably know that it's there and probably they haven't thought about it before is this whole balancing between preparing for opportunities and then being spontaneous in the moment. And, you know, as I was thinking about that, because when you say planning and spontaneity, you can go to the extremes, right? You know, like I tend to be more of kind of the ready, fire, aim sort of person. I got a friend of mine that I used to joke with him all the time that he was like ready, aim, aim. Aim, and I'm like, are you ever gonna?
He's the guy that would address the golf ball for four.
Oh, yes,
right.
Yes, absolutely.
Aim, aim, aim.
So there are, you know, we could take it too far either way. But that's one of the great things that I learned about the Greek philosophers, that what they called a virtue was when they said, what can we get that is the far extremes, and how do we find the balance? They called it the golden mean. What's the what's the balance between these two things? And I think that for organizations, for leaders, we need to try to help them find that golden mean between planning for things and spontaneously grabbing a hold of opportunities as they come along.
I think for a lot of us, whether we're in leadership or we had a leader that we followed and we're loyal to, the balance is more art and science.
Oh, it's yes,
like,
for sure.
So he's really kind of tightly wound. He's a pre planner. And you're like, but what about like if, you know, something happens? You have that at church. Well, you have that at church.
Right.
Like, okay, the Holy Spirit moved. Well, this was our liturgy.
Right.
Yeah, but he's moving.
Right.
And it's hard in business to know what are those clues.
Yes. Right? Oh, absolutely. Well, and you and I will, I think that even if he sees this, there was a pastor that you and I both sat under that he actually at one point repented of. He said, I planned too much. But you remember, like, he had forms that you would fill out in order to get the form that you needed to request something. And then there was a procedure for that to get.
Did you get the procedure?
Right.
Did you get it? So you have to sign that form.
Right. Yeah. So, and a lot of that, so I get it in the size church that he was in, when all of a sudden, you know, you have somebody going, well, we wanted to use that classroom. Oh, well, this group was already in the classroom. Okay, but how, we need a calendar, and then we need somebody to oversee the calendar. So I get it, and you've probably experienced that in your organization too. There's a reason why some of those planning steps have come up. But I think that there's a time that we have to say, wait a minute, hold on. Is this might be doing us a disservice now because we're spending all of this time planning and we're missing opportunities and as a result of that.
I wonder why. You know, like even myself, like, hey, we're gonna go on this business trip or we're gonna take a vacation or we're gonna do something really cool in the summer with some families in the neighborhood. And you plan, and the weather doesn't cooperate. And everybody's going, you know, commiserating, you know, like complaining. I'm like, well, we can still have it in the garage or, we can switch a date. Well, it's so hard to get everybody together. I think when people plan, spontaneity is almost oil and water for some.
Sure.
And I think as leaders, and we can even have folks we're developing, they can have a kind of a stringent approach, and how we respond to it also encourages them, because I do like planning. I think it's good to know, what am I going to do this week?
Sure,
you're really good at it. It's like, hey, I got this out. I'm productive. It's really feel. Hey, it's a nice day. Maybe you'll ask Betsy and take a walk. Well, I got all this to do on my to-do list, but in the end of the day, is it really the to-do list or is it listening?
Yeah,
right. The spontaneity is listening.
Well, and I wonder too. For some people, like you just said, well, hey, maybe we can switch the date, and the response is, well, it's just too hard to do that. I wonder if it's because just in general, a lot of us have not a big enough margin in our life. You know, we've filled everything up so much that we don't have the room for that. I think that's a part of it, because there might be nothing wrong with switching it to the garage or switching to a different date. But then they're like, oh, but wait a minute. Now look at my nice, neat schedule that I have on here. How am I going to move these pieces around?
Fill that in? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, some people are like, well, so if the weather's bad, we rented a tent. So you're thinking about all the potential contingencies, right? And then it still doesn't work.
Right.
You know, the wind comes in, knocks the tent down. And I'm just using a bad example. But I wonder about our rigidity.
Yeah.
You know, as human beings, forget if you're a leader or not, but some like, well, this is what we're supposed to do. Well, maybe we're supposed to do this.
Right.
Can't, because it's been on my calendar for 3 months this way. I think being lack of spontaneity or maybe flexible or adapting is something to really work at.
Sure.
Because they can sense our stress.
Yep. Well, and we do have to plan because, I mean, right. You know, I love the quote from John Wooden. He says, I'll plan and plan and plan so that I'll be ready when the opportunity comes. Mm. And I think that that's, you know, we do still have to have like our staff training and we have to work on, like, think about when you were in school, how many like fire drills or tornado drills that you did. But I don't ever remember there being an actual fire in the building or an actual tornado that we had to take cover for. So, but you still do need to do all the planned exercises mm-hmm. there so that in that moment, you know how to respond.
Question for you. You've been a leader amongst some dynamite teams, team members that got you picked good, right? But the whole point for them is maybe they're more planning minded than you. Mm. So us leaders, we got to kind of know who's on our team, who's in our tribe, what's our huddle look like, or someone be like, hey, you know, Greg, you're very spontaneous and I'm really nervous about it. So we do kind of have to check the thermostat on who's on the group call or the meeting or the maybe the committee for a project. Where do they go in that? And it's not bad to ask. Have you ever done that?
Well, actually, we did once, and I love this with my team. I did like a full day training on four different communication styles that I saw. And so one of them is the real spontaneity. Mm-hmm. We call them the doer. Then there's the planner. Then there's the one that is very people oriented. It's, I don't care whether we plan it or whether it's spontaneous, just let's make sure we include all the people. Okay. And then there's the vision person that is always thinking outside the box. They're always thinking, you know, well, what if we do and how could we change? So we assigned colors to all of those. And after we got done with the training and people took assessments, they wore a little badge with their colors on it. And so we did that for about a week because then I would have people go, hey, wait a minute. Okay, I'm looking at your badge here. So I know you're a vision, you know, and you're thinking like way outside the box, but look at my blue right here. I'm a planner. So we need some concrete things here on this. And that really helped because it's not that what people are saying is right or wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just that they were missing each other. They weren't connecting. Right. And especially for me as kind of the point leader, when I had my team around the table, I had to say, okay, I got a planner here and a planner here. And I tend to be more of that spontaneity doer. So I need to slow down and speak planning dialogue so that they understand it. And I got a vision over here and I got a people over here. So I need to speak so that they get it.
Right.
And I think it's embrace it. Because then you're going to get the full package. You know, if you got some people over here looking at aim, fill out all the forms, and somebody else is like, let's go.
Yeah.
Well, we can. There's a balance between those two.
I think there's tension between the two camps, and then they're not polar, but they're definitely different.
Right.
I like the supplemental. Sometimes we can be too planned, and we need, hey, today at 3 o'clock we're having ice cream social. We did that at my last partnership. Is like, today?
Yeah, why not?
Well, we're all set. We're going to scoop the ice cream. Come on down to the main floor, and you know, and we'll scoop the ice cream. And we got toppings for you. Blah blah blah. And that was kind of cool. Even the planned people, didn't mind it.
Yep.
But if I did it every day,
Right.
That would be chaotic to them.
Yes, absolutely.
And so that's kind of where we have to find that thermostat of, or the colors like you did.
Right.
What happens if you have someone that's just very uncomfortable with too much planning or too much spontaneity? What do you do?
Well, I think that you just, you have to say to them, and I had to do this once with some people that were really, they were actually more spontaneous than I was, and they were upset with me that I was pre-planning some things, and they said, you're kind of killing the mood, you're killing the vibe. And so what I did to them, we happened to be sitting in my office, and I said, I want you to take a look at my bookshelf. Do you notice anything about the books in my office? And they're like, not really. And I said, well, let me give you a clue here. They're alphabetized by author. And they're like, no, they're not. They got up and they went over and they looked and they're like, oh, they are. And I said, so this planning allows me to be spontaneous because I have all of my books. I know where they are. And now when I'm looking for something, I'm typing something and I go, oh man, there was a great story and it was in this book and that's letter M. And I know right where to go and get that book.
Right.
So the planning helps me be spontaneous and not like lose my way in the middle of the spontaneity.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of helped. And I think that's, you need to say to people, well, the reason why I do what I do is because, and I'm sure that you have a reason why you do what you do. That's just the way that you're wired, but not everybody on the team is going to be wired the same way as you. Yeah.
That's the lovely part about, I don't use the word diversity too much because I think almost everything's diverse. So it's like, well, did you have a mom who was an amazing cook or did you have a mom who worked? Well, that's not diversity. That's just, you know, how you got raised. I think for us in leadership to know like how they tick really helps.
Yes. Yep.
One of my favorite quotes to, you know, kid my grandpa is be careful of a committee is what he told me. You know, your goal was a horse, you'll end up with a turtle. And I'm like, it's so true.
Yeah.
Because the group is trying to include. Oh, so you want blue? I want hamburger. Oh, you like fast cars? I like water. You're like, oh my goodness, how do you put this together?
Right.
I think one piece that we haven't done a podcast on change, that might be one we want to post, or if you got some ideas, tell us on change. I think that's the spontaneity part. You know, here's the plan. We're changing now? I was expecting us to do this morning. And I wonder what it is for people. Did they have experiences that made them feel uncomfortable with change? Because that's really what spontaneity is about. Like, hey, let's do this. It's no big deal. And theirs is like, that's not the itinerary.
Right.
Craig, you're
how will we get all this done?
Your agenda says this, and now we're going outside to play wiffle ball? You can't do that.
Right.
I wonder how we do that with people.
Well, I think part of it is you have to have like kind of the little debrief afterwards. Like, you know what? It really wasn't that bad, was it?
That's a great one.
That was a good, you know, that just kind of broke the stress, you know, of, you know, and it happens a lot. I mean, I've seen it at times where, you know, you're working through the agenda, something takes a little bit longer than you were expecting. And you can see people in the meeting, they're like getting ready to move on to the next item. And they're kind of like, oh man, this is, and then you say, hey, you know what? I think this is a good spot for us to everybody stand up and just reach for the ceiling, stretch a little bit, take a walk. Let's just reconvene in 15 minutes. You know, I
like this challenge for us as leaders, Craig. I may have done it okay a couple times, but reading people.
Yes.
It's not about, oh, I got to get this meeting done. You know, this is my agenda. I got 55 minutes. I'm out the door, you guys. You know, this is what we're doing for sales or doing for HR. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, ooh, they definitely need to go outside and take a walk, you know, get some fresh air. Reading people, like you can almost feel it. Oh, he's changing the game plan. This is going to be scary. Or they're like, yeah, the itinerary looks a little stiff. Oh, I like it when he changes.
Right.
You know, and reading them is key. So how do we get that behavior, that trait, that strength of reading people as leaders?
You know what I'm going to say? The thing that we've said, like, I don't know how many times on this podcast, you've got to get out of your office and walk around with your people.
Yeah.
I don't think there's, it's not a magic formula. Like, he is so good at reading his people. He gets out of his office and spends time with his people. Mm-hmm. It's not that hard. And so maybe, you know, if that's not you, maybe you're going, look at my agenda. I don't have time to get out around people. Mm. Well, then there's a problem, because I think the only, you could tweak a system. You could make a change to a system, mm-hmm. and it's not going to give you as big of a return as when you invest in a person, when you help a person
like that
do, you know, grow and or understand why you're doing what you're doing, why we're planning or why we're making this change. So the getting around the people and saying, hey, this one, I need to talk, this staff member, I need to give them the heads up about a change. I've learned that if I give them the heads up before we make the change, they're going to flow with it. Or this one, I need to talk to them afterwards and say, see, it wasn't that bad. Hmm. And there needs to be, I think that if you have a good track record, then at some point you have to say to somebody, listen, I'm really sorry I didn't have a chance to give you a heads up on this. You're just going to have to trust me on this, but we've got to make a change that I didn't tell you about ahead of time.
That word, though, you've earned it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to trust me on this one. I think we need to keep on, you know, going on or whatever it is.
Right.
We're not done yet. Or I think the trust me is a piece too. Like, so he moved my cheese, you know, pretty good book title, actually. I think for them, if you give them the courtesy of, okay, I'm kind of preparing because it's not going to go the way I thought.
Right.
It's not bad. What do you think about people? You've done reviews and, you know, merits and things like that on how people are doing. Input. Are we open to input? And input sometimes has to do with, hey, so we're going to go a little different direction. We'll come back to this. I'd like your input. Are we open to it as leaders? Or are they excited that we went off chart?
Right. Well, I don't think as leaders, we can't be the only one that has the permission to change the agenda.
Mm.
I think we have to be open to that input that somebody says, hey, you know, listen, I know that this is what's coming up. I'm not, because of what just took place, I'm not totally ready to present. So can we make that change? No, you're presenting. It's on the agenda. If we say, okay, I think that'd be better. Let's just do that one next week when you've had a chance to kind of wrap your head around it. And
those are good ones, buddy. Yeah.
But I think that, I mean, they both have their place. We've got to be spontaneous on some things, but we can't be spontaneous on everything. No. Kind of like, hey, what do you guys want to do today? But you know, it can't be like that. But neither can it be so planned that somebody goes, hey, listen, I got laryngitis. I can't be on the phone today. Well, I'm looking at the schedule, and sorry, you're on the phone today.
You're covering phones.
You know, that's,
we've got our outbound sales contest. You got to talk.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, for our teammates, what would they say about you and me? And that's kind of what we have to do as leaders.
Yeah.
Like, let's do that self-aware. Like, do they think I'm a little bit too strict, too stringent?
Right.
Do they think I fly by the seat of my pants? That's not good for them. I can see it. You know, they're getting hives just being around me. I wonder what they would say. Yeah. Do you know what they would say about you?
Well, yeah, I know that I've made,
I know what I would say.
I've made changes over time because of opportunities that I've missed. You know, when I look back on that and go, you know what? I should have talked to her. I could see that when we passed in the hall, but I was focused on my agenda. I had to get back to my office to make a phone call, to do this so that I could do, I should have gone and I should have stopped and talk to her, you know. And so it's that being reflective, I think, is you know, helpful.
I know with some of my teammates throughout my different businesses, I would say I probably stress them out on being very, let's change the proposal. Let's do this with this customer, you know. And they're like, oh, we've never done that. And I might have caused a little more stress than I realized. So I got into the position of saying, you know, each quarter, because there's pressure on each quarter to perform as a company, then you break it down to a team and so forth. All right, so I'm probably going to be a little spontaneous this quarter, so I'm just warning you, and I'll do my darndest. And they kind of like that,
right?
Because they're like, all right, is he going off script, or is he going to run the play that we called? So one story, so I was middle school football coach, played for Bo Schembechler at Michigan. He's coaching us. We're 13, 14. I'm thinking he's way overqualified.
Sure.
But he was a dad. You know, I get it, right. You know. But so I thought he was good, you know, and he was, you know, intense. And playing a pretty big game. And I thought he made the wrong call. You know, I was 13.
Right.
And unfortunately, I changed the play. And it didn't work. And I really thought that might have been my last day, not my last game. I was like, he is coming after me.
Right.
And he gave me a great lesson. He goes, I know what you're trying to do, but if you can take a step back and see what I'm trying to do, that's all he needed to say.
Yep.
Like, wow. So sometimes we make the mistake of being spontaneous, and I had to learn there and other times, which we don't have time for today, of having to, you know, apologize, grovel. I've always said this, it's much easier to eat warm crow. So
yes.
Don't wait too long, Greg.
Right.
You know, just get in there and say, you know what, I threw a curve at you, I'm so sorry. And I've had to do that way too many times. Not trying to change me, but knowing that they didn't like the change.
Right.
And I didn't want to have that wall built up.
Right.
There's a quote that I have. I'll let you read it, that regarding the planning part. You got it.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
He's so technology.
An hour of planning can save you 10 hours of undoing.
And I've had to undo, you know, like, oh my goodness.
Pick up the pieces. And
You know what? You go home early. I'm so sorry that made you cry, because you know, now you weren't thinking you're going to make it home for dinner. And I put a proposal on your desk, or a change, and change the proposals really is what got me in trouble a lot.
Yeah.
Like, so, and we wrap up here.
Well, you know, like we said, I don't think we can stress it enough. You've got to be around your teammates and be able to read those clues. You also have to be open to the input that they're going to give, and then find that balance. And every organization is going to be different, because every person in that organization is different. You're different than me. You're different than Greg. Some of you are going to be wired way more spontaneously. Some of you are wired way more towards the planning part. That's okay. Embrace where you are, but also be open to making that balance. There's a time and a place for planning. Mm. There's a time and a place to seize those opportunities spontaneously. If we can help, we'd love to help coach you through some of this. Maybe it's just a one time. You say, I just really got to get a handle on this. Go to the Maximize Leadership website. Check out our coaching page. Just fill in the form. Down at the bottom, it's just kind of a free form. You can just say, look, this is what I'm wondering about. This is where I'm hoping that maybe you guys can offer some input. We've got some coaches that could work with you. We'll read through that and we'll get back to you. But that could be a key factor in helping you soar, is if somebody from the outside could give you that input. So check it out there. You can reach out to us on X as well, and tweet at us there. You can leave a comment below on this video. Give us some ideas of maybe questions that you have, or other topics that we could weigh in on and be a resource to you. That's what we're here for, is to be a resource to help your leadership soar. So stay tuned. We've got lots more content that's coming up for you real soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of The Craig and Greg Show.